good evening, and welcome to another 2 hours of Jewish soul music. I'm your host, Charlie Bernhout. Each week I try to bring you the best in cantorial and Yiddish and all sorts of other music, Israeli, Hasidic, and what have you. And tonight we have our typical fine lineup, if I do say so myself. A lot going on in the world, to say the least. And on the local scene, I know that tonight is a wonderful dinner honoring Rabbi Arthur Schneier. I know that we had a wonderful Shabbos with Helfgott and the full choir led by Mutti Lazar this past Saturday. It was just a wonderful, wonderful morning of davening. I'll tell you later about demonstration at Ground Zero and some other things, some other thoughts towards the end of the hour. In the meantime, let's get right to the music. And let me just remind you that I can be reached on cbjmusic@aol.com. That's cbjmusic@aol.com if you have any comments or requests. I am looking for the second hour. You have a feature going, GCL, Guest Chazonis Lover, and you're welcome to join in. And by the way, if you, I know most of you are listening on the archive, and wherever you are in the world, I'll be happy to call you, and we can pre-tape a brief interview. What I enjoy doing is hearing from you and getting a couple of your favorites to be shared with the listening audience. So any of you who are interested in being a GCL, just go to the archive over the past few months and look for GCL. You'll understand what it's all about, and I look forward to welcoming you to the program. So in the meantime, let's get right to the music. This is Lev Tahor with Shabbos in Gilo. Lev Tahor.
Virachayk mibnini mikhra Otach ba'alev ba'ala Vishalala yechzar Gimolasutai v'ilayra Hoi kol yimei chayeha Hoy dar shat zemeru fishdim Vahatas bechifetz kapeha Hoy sakani oy soicher Mimecha tovi lachma Vatokam bioy Vati ten teref leveis avichek l'naroi seha Ay, 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 Shabbos koinesh yoim chem dosoi Ki vashom astel mikom melachtoi Shabbos koinesh yoim chem Shabbos kel mikol melachto Baruch el elyon Asher nosai menucho L'nafshenu fidyon Mishes vanocho Yono matzav omanoach V'sham yanuchu yigi ekoach Yona matzav omanoach Yanuchu yigi ekoach
Yona matzah, Yona matzah, Yona matzah, v'omanoach, v'sham yanuchu yigiyei koach. Yona matzah, Yona matzah, Yona matzah, v'omanoach, yanuchu yigiyei koach. Harachamanu yanchileinu, Yom Shekulo Shabbosum Lucha, Harachamanu Yanchileinu. Yom Shekulo Shabbosum Lucha,
Baram Baram Baram.
Yom Shekulo Shabbosum Lucha, Lechayel Chayei Olamim. Yom Shekulo Shabbosum Lucha, Lechayel Olamim.
Tzeischem l'sholoim, malachei l'sholoim, malachei elyoin, malachei elyoin. Mihi melech, malachei amlachim,
ha-kadosh, ha-kadosh.
I hope you like that. That's what I call smooth music. That's from a CD that I picked up while I was in Toronto for Zevi Muller's wedding. And as you know, we drove there and back. And on the way back, I had a chance to listen to quite a few CDs that I had purchased while I was there at the Israel Judaica store. And this is from an album, A Cappella Treasury, Shabbos, put out by Sameach Music. And I really enjoyed that particular CD. I'm just looking, 2, 4, 6, 8. There were 10 selections out of 20 that I will be playing, and that's quite a lot. As I was telling you, I'm always happy if there's at least one selection that I would like to play. Okay, I was going through some old record albums, and this is from, I guess, the late 50s, the early 60s. It was Dov Seltzer, Sing Along in Hebrew. Now, I know you like to sing along, and did you ever notice that when you're singing, it's very hard to frown? It really is. The muscles on the cheek, however, they lend themselves to a smile. That's why singing bring such joy to everyone. So I'll be playing selections over the next few weeks from this Dov Seltzer album. And let's start out with a couple that I'm sure with which you are familiar. This first one is Finjan. You can sing along, yeah.
Ruach noshevet nira, nosifon keisar lamdura, vechach bizraot ha-yaman, ba'esh ya'alek ha-korban. Ha'esh me'alhevet shira, me'alhevet sobev, lo sobev ha-finjan. La 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 la. Kesar telachesh, admu kofaneinu baesh. Im lanu tigboret duchan, mikol kalan nafshe bagan. Kol etz vechol keresh yashir, azay keresh sober lo sober hafinjan. La 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 la.
Sober ha-finjan.
לכת משקה המלכים, קפה וסוכר לא יוכן, ומים מחציק הקנקן. משתה מוקשר ביח יש טעם, יש ליד סובב לא סובב הפינג'ן. לא 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 סובב לא סובב הפינג'ן.
Okay, and now Dodi Lee, join with us.
Dodi Lee, Vanilo Aroe, Bashoshanim, Dodi Lee, Vanilo Aroe. בשושנים מי זאת עולה מן המדבר, מי זאת עולה מכותרת מור, מור ולבונה, מור ולבונה. דודי לי ואני לא הרואה, בשושנים דודי לי ואני לא הרואה. בשושנים ביבתיני אחותי קלה, ביבתיני קלה, ביבתיני אחותי קלה, ביבתיני קלה. דודי לי ואני לא הרואה. בשושנים דודי לי ואני לא הרואה. בשושנים אורי צפון ובואי אימן, אורי צפון ובואי אימן. דודי לי ואני לא
Bashoshanim. Okay, I hope you enjoyed singing along there, and we'll have a sing along for the next few weeks interspersed on the programs. Okay, the next two albums, the next selections will be from two albums that I received a couple of months ago. Features cantor Michal Manovich of the Washington Hebrew Congregation. The album, first album is From Memory to Destiny. And the second album is Shir Olad Hashem, Shir Chadash. This features the Kol Rina Choir and the Festival Choir, all associated with the Washington Hebrew Congregation, and Cantor Michal Manovich is also featured. He was born in Leningrad. He's been at the Washington Hebrew Congregation since 1989. I see that he was a local yokel at one time at Temple Emmanuel in Livingston, New Jersey. You know that I'm from Milburn, the town next door. And I vaguely remember, it goes back a few years. Anyway, let's hear Michal Manovich first with Lechi Lach. This is based on Genesis 12:1-2, and it's a composition by Debbie Friedman. So this is a debut for the program, cantor Michal Manovich.
Thank you. to a land that I will show you. Lech Lecha, to a place you do not know. Lechi Lach, on your journey I will bless you, and you shall be a blessing. You shall be a blessing. You shall be a blessing, Lechi Lach. Lechi Lach, and I shall make your name great. Lech Lecha, and all shall praise your name. Lechi Lach, to the place that I will show you. Lesimchat Chaim, Lesimchat Chaim, Lesimchat Chaim, Lech. To a land that I will show you. Lech Lecha, to a place you will not know. Lechi Lach, on your journey I will bless you, and you shall be a blessing. You shall be a blessing. You shall be a blessing, Lechi Lesimchat Chaim, Lesimchat Chaim, Lesimchat Chaim, Lechi Lach. And you shall be a blessing. You shall be a blessing. Shall be a blessing, Lechi Lach.
Lechi Lach, that's by Debbie Friedman, and that was sung by cantor Michal Manovich. Let's hear another selection, and this was also a composition by Debbie. And this is Tefilat Haderech. Tefilat Haderech.
May we be blessed as we go on our way. May we be guided in peace. May we be blessed with health and joy. May this be a blessing. Amen. 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 May this be a blessing. Amen. 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 of peace. May we be kept in safety and in love. May grace and compassion find the way to every soul. May this be a blessing. Amen. 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 May this be a blessing.
Enjoy that. That was so nice and easy. You know, I really enjoyed that. That was Michal Manovich of the Washington. Let's see, what is it called? The Washington Hebrew Congregation. He's been the cantor there since 1989. 21 years. That's pretty good for a cantor. That's longevity. That really is longevity. Okay, this is from the second album that will also feature the Kolrina Choir and the Festival Choir. And I know Ellen Shevitz's aunt or cousin is a member of that choir. I hope she gets a chance to listen to this. The first selection happens to be a favorite tune of mine. You haven't heard it on the program yet. Let's say it's a favorite, though. Let's hear L'dor V'dor. Yeah. The Door of a Door, that's Michal Manovich. We'll next hear from that album, Zemer Hasidi. Zemer Hasidi with the choir, Kol Rina Choir. Michal Manovich with the Kol Rina Choir, and let's hear Ma Yafeh Hayom. How beautiful is the Sabbath day? Hear one more selection of the Kol Rina Choir and Michal Manovich. This is Anim Zmirot, a composition by Robert Solomon, Rabbi Solomon.
Ki even a נפשי תרוק, נפשי תרוק, נפשי כמתן, בצן יתך, לדעת כל רצותך, כל רצותך.
Nice and smooth music. I hope you enjoyed that. The last six selections were cantor Michal Manovich together with the Kol Rina Choir from the Washington Hebrew Congregation. I hope you enjoyed that. I did. And let's go to some wedding music. Yeah, there are a lot of weddings being performed this month, I guess, the month of June. And this will put you in the wedding mood. We're going to have a medley from Paul Zimm. This is, let's see, what's the first selection? Well, you'll see, it's all related to the wedding. It's a medley of three or four selections.
Berucha haba, Mansiach Shoshan Chochim Avat Kala Mesos Dodim O Yevarech O
Baruch מלכתו השם אלוקינו מלך העולם בורי פרי הגפן ברוכתו השם אלוקינו מלך העולם אשר ברא ששון ושמחה חתן וחלה גילה רינה דיצה וחדווה אהבה ויחווה ושלום ורעיות מהרד ושם אלוקינו ישמע בירי יהודה ובחוצות ירושלים כל ששון וכל שמחה כל חתן וכל קהלה Sasson de kol simcha kol chatan de kol kala kol mitzalot chatan mechupatam unearim mishtei neginatam baruch ata adushem mesameya chatan im Akala
Ot shama biare Yehuda u vechutzo Yerushalayim kol sason vekol simcha kol chatan vekol kala
Simen tov, mazel tov, mazel tov, simen tov, simen tov, mazel tov, mazel tov, simen tov, simen tov, mazel tov, mazel tov, simen tov. Yehei lanu.
sala ay hello kay sos katana kala ya hasi sala ay hello kay sos katana kala ya sis ya sis sala ay ya sis ala ay hello kay sos kim sos katana kala ya sis ya sis sala ay ya sis ala ay hello kay sos kim sos katana kala Alay hello kaya kim sos kim sos katana halka halla yasis yasis alay yasis alay hello kaya kim sos kim sos katana halka halla yasis yasis alay yasis.
Well, this was a medley of wedding songs, and that was Paul Zim. And hope that you've had a lot of smichot, a lot of simchas. We need some happy events. There's so many sad events. I guess so. Our next selection. Well, before I get to the next selection, I would like to point out to you, for those of you who have yet to see it, there is a great video, a music video going out on the internet. It's called We Con, C-O-N, We Con the World. And I would suggest that when you're done with listening to the program, or if you have some time, those of you who are listening in your offices right now, later, take a little time, go to Google and put in We Con the World. Over 1.2, 1.3 million people have logged on to hear it. It's a magnificent spoof is certainly a mild term. It's a parody. It's wonderful, and it really gives you a moment of laughter in this crazy world. But it really does, shall we say, describe our feelings and our position and the absurdity. I guess that's it. Really, the absurdity of everything. Okay, that's We Con the World. And just Google that later. And it's just four or five minutes or so. And as I said, it's about 1.2, 1.3 million people have seen it already. Perhaps you have seen it already, but make sure that your friends see it. Okay, let's hear Abe Alberto Mizrahi with Shalom Aleichem. Alberto Mizrahi.
Shalom, shalom, Allah. Shalom,
Malchei Amlachim HaKadosh Baruch Hu Barakuri LeShalom Malachei HaShalom Malachei Elyon Malachei Hamlachim HaKadosh Baruch
Alberto Mizrahi, a little different, would you say? Yeah, I would say. Well, a lot's been happening this past week, and I know that it's hard to get a grip on history as it's unfolding so quickly before our eyes. The condemnation against Israel is to be expected, but what never ceases to amaze me is when it comes from our own people. I don't understand it. I just don't understand it. And just sort of a typical example, here's this professor, Gilbert Kahn, at Kane University. He's a professor of political science, and he gets these opinion pieces. I get the Jewish News, Metro West Jewish News, and I also get the Jewish World. I see that both of them print his commentaries. Sometimes they're okay, but so many times they're just so leftist, and they're just so... first he says, the U.S.-Israel relationship had been steadily improving since the Biden affair. Steadily improving? The insult, the way they disregarded and absolutely dissed Netanyahu, that was an improvement. The idea that there was an improvement with our wonderful president, it boggles my mind that this is a professor who supposedly knows what he's talking about. But I'm reading from his commentary. No matter how legitimate Israel's claim might be, I mean might be, is... to sustaining the Gaza blockade, it will never change the public verdict on the suffering of Gazans, nor can it persist in assuming it can operate totally alone in the world of nations. I don't think it assumes that it can operate totally alone. It doesn't want to, but if it has to, it must. And to say that no matter how legitimate Israel's claim might be, to sustaining the Gaza blockade. Doesn't he know what the blockade is all about? It's to prevent the smuggling of weapons that can be used on Tel Aviv and to destroy the entire country. It's bad enough that they have the rockets to constantly bombard Sderot. And you know, we were just there a few weeks ago, and they spent $140 million putting up bomb shelters. This is what Israel has to face. How legitimate Israel's claim might be. It is. It is legitimate. It not might be legitimate. It is legitimate. Then he goes on to say, it's only genuine to go solo on Israel's behalf, especially in a situation that should and could have been avoided. How does he expect them to avoid it? To commit suicide? And then he says, Israel's leaders cannot continue to present a face of arrogance. Oh, yes, it is arrogant to want to stay alive. It is arrogant to want to preserve your nation. It is arrogant to understand that the Arabs are out to destroy Israel, that Hamas is dedicated to the destruction of Israel, that refuses to recognize the state of Israel, that is sworn to destroy Israel. That is arrogant? What is this man talking about? And they have and blithely weather another round of Israel bashing? Look, the whole world is against Israel. The anti-Semites are having a field day. Does he think, earlier he says there is nothing that Israel can do to change the mind of the world. Well, that's true. So what does he want them to do? Commit suicide so that they'll all go to the funeral of Israel and say, "Ah, oh, it was such a brave little country. It was just so sad that it had to be destroyed by its enemies." Do we want to have the same kind of memorials that we have for the six, God forbid, the 6 million who were murdered in the Holocaust? Is that what we want to have, memorials? We want to have the state of Israel. And then he says Israel needs to make far better calculations before it acts in non-lethal situations or precipitates another diplomatic crisis. What chutzpah? This is a professor. This is the garbage that's being taught in schools. This is a man who is being read throughout the world, throughout the country. This Jew who says that Israel is precipitating a diplomatic crisis. They come and want to attack and destroy and bring in. They obviously wanted to precipitate this. There was a provocation, a clear provocation. And let's wait and see. There are rumblings that Iran and Turkey are going to send their ships. And this is Israel. Israel is precipitating another diplomatic crisis. And he thinks that it's okay. Well, let's just let the ships come in with their weapons all ready to destroy Israel. Israel has no right to defend itself. He says Israel needs to comprehend that operating alone in the world with one friend plus diaspora Jewry is hardly a formula for progress. Well, first of all, I'm not so sure about one friend. Obama has shown that he is no friend, and Obama has surrounded himself with the worst Jews. You know, people say to me, well, look at all the Jews that he has. Those Jews, I would rather have a non-Jew than the Jews that he has surrounding him, because non-Jews understand the situation and have no guilt about standing up for Israel. I mean, this is just pure, pure insanity. Oh, anyway, I was at the demonstration yesterday at Ground Zero, and it's a demonstration against the mosque being built on what is today by many considered sacred, holy ground for the United States. And you know, that's what the Arabs do. They build their mosques on top of temples, on top of shuls, on top of churches. That's the Al-Aqsa Mosque in Jerusalem, built on top of the Holy Temple. This is their modus operandi. And if they get this mosque on top of holy ground, I don't want to mean to be dramatic, but it is sacred ground, they will spit on us. They will be laughing all every time they have their sermons and spewing forth their hate. It's right next to 9/11 remind us of their evil. Who needs this? Who needs this? We have religious freedom and so forth, but let's make some sense out of this. These mosques are not there for peaceful purposes. even if there is an imam today. And he is not an imam who wants peace. He's an imam who has been implicated with terrorist groups. But even if he wasn't, who knows who will be there to replace him? And we don't need that. We don't need that sitting next to us in this country, particularly at Ground Zero. Anyway, I suggest that you go to We Con the World. Go to Google, and I think you'll get a kick out of it. Okay, one more quick selection before we end this hour. This is a cappella, Bowie B'Shalom.
Yeah.